not to ask for anything, but humbly giving thanks for all you have done for us. You are the God of everything, no one like you. We appreciate you, O Father, for sending your Son to die on the old world cross to redeem us of our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for enduring so much pain and suffering for our salvation. We pray that we be blessed with the same kind of strength to endure lives for your sake. We give you thanks for giving us and our family and loved ones health and strength. Oh Lord, thank you for your unconditional, undying, never failing, endless love that graces us each day. Father, Lord, as we are going to your word this morning, we pray that let your Holy Spirit be among us. Let your word be a blessing upon us in the month of June, Lord. Father, Lord, I commit myself to you, Lord. Use me as your vessel, Lord. Every word I speak this morning, let be your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, we are going to look at a title called Developing a Grateful Heart. Developing a Grateful Heart. First Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Ephesians 5:18-20 says, "Don't be drunk with wine, because they will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourself, and making music to the Lord in your heart, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Brethren, everything good in our comes out. James 1:17 says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Brethren, based on this scripture, we need to grow closer to God when we understand this truth and build our life around it. Developing a grateful heart requires us to develop certain habits that will help us to become more thankful. First one, we need to regularly practice giving thanks. We need to regularly practice giving thanks. We should make a habit of expressing gratitude. Thankfulness rather than criticism should be our default position. Some of us, whatever situation we find ourselves, sometimes we criticize that, okay, why are we not getting this? But we should be thankful for every situation for ourselves. When we see something good in our life, let's point it out. Let's thank God for it. I know that sometimes we all complain occasionally, but practicing responding to our own complaining by finding things to be thankful for. This will help us to rewire our brain to be a proficient at recognizing the good in our life, as we are identifying the bad ones. So, brethren, we should regularly practice giving thanks in all situations. That's number one. Number two, expressing gratitude regardless of the situation. Expressing gratitude regardless of the situation. In the scripture, Paul tells Thessalonians to give thanks all the circumstances because God wills it. If you open our Bible, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will, is the God's will for you who belongs to Christ Jesus. I know some of us will be asking, why should I be grateful, especially grateful in all situations? You're asking why? Because we're asking why, because we never see the full picture of the situation. We can look at every situation and clearly, and we can't look at every situation and clearly understand why is it happening. Start asking ourselves, why is this happening? Why should I be giving thanks for this situation I find myself now? Some of us, we don't know that a situation will arise before another step, another next level comes in. Sometimes the situation that we find ourselves will be a preparation for us to able to gracefully to walk with the next level. We can only know God is at work in this situation and working them out for our own good and for his glory. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So it's pretty, regardless of what is happening, we can thank God for his presence. He is redeeming the situation and sustaining all street. You know, have we ever asked ourselves that despite the situation that we find troubling, will he sleep in the night and wake up in the morning with hope? Hallelujah. On our own, we focus on current situation. We rest above the situation when we possibly look at for what God is doing in the middle of it. So, brethren, whatever situation we find ourselves, we should express gratitude. We should be thankful. The third point I want to talk about here is we should praise God when all is well. We should praise God when all is well. Well, I believe that this is obvious. You know, this morning we had testimony. And because all is well. But some of us, but when everything is well, we tend to forget or we tend to drift away from giving thanks to God. We are conditioned to believe that life will go on well with us that there will be no turbulence, you know, down the road. Because all is well now. Everything is looking nice. And again, we forget to praise God every day. That all that is well with us is God. When life runs smoothly, we don't tend to see this is God's gift. We don't see how he protects us, guides us along the way to green pastures and still water. You know, there's one popular saying by saying that everything that's good requires prayer. Everything that's good requires prayer. Everything that's well requires prayer. So that we can be able to sustain all the things that's good in our life. The fourth thing that we're going to talk about regarding the developing a grateful heart is to learn to see how bad experience can produce good outcome. Learn to see how bad experiences can produce good outcomes. We should all take some time to consider the benefit of difficult times in our lives. Every one of us will pass through a certain phase in our life. But the question is, how do we learn from these difficult times? After a period away from the situation, we should be able to see the good that came out of those experiences. Brethren, something will happen to make another thing to happen. There are some doors that will be shut to allow another door to be open. If one door is not closed, another door will not open. Hallelujah. Sometimes the door that was closed is just to make you to be prepared. Is a preparation mode for you to able to have the grace to sustain the next level. Hallelujah. Hopefully, you will be able to see how those past experiences happened, those experiences that help us or help you gather strength and momentum for future blessings in our life. Regardless of that, learn to see past trials through eternity perspective enables us to be more thankful during the times of struggle. Another thing I want to make regarding developing a grateful heart is to make gratitude a part of our interaction with other people. Make gratitude a part of your interactions with other people. Very key. Gratitude should impact both our relationship with God and relationship with other people. Our family, our friends, our neighbors, someone said in the past that to appreciate means to raise in value. To appreciate means to raise in value. That is not only true of things, it is true of people. You know, sometimes, you know, when we look at when we have our house, it's okay, the value of our house, you know, has increased. That's the thing. But now we're talking about gratitude that increase our value. When you appreciate somebody, you literally raise their value. We ought to appreciate people because it increases their self-worth. Make it regular practice to say thank you to people in your life. Often people we experience gratitude with the least in our life are those the closest to us. So brethren, let be gratitude be part of interaction with other people. The last thing I want to talk about is the lean into the strength gratitude provides. Lean into the strength gratitude provides. I know many people who have been through extreme tough situations. I've noticed those who are most grateful and have learned to see God's work regularly show the most perseverance. You know, whatever situation that we are in, when we give gratitude to that situation, it provides strength. It provides hope. Thanksgiving is a superpower. It enables us to see past our experiences and embrace how God is moving. Not only are thankful, people are able to draw strength from gratitude, but they are also able to empower others with their perspective as well. Brethren, I just realized that we are already in the last month of the first half of the year 2020. We are in June. This is 6 months. And the early this year in January, most of us, we don't see what's happening around the world right now. Whatever situation that we are in now, let's give thanks to God. I would like us to pray, because I know. Now, this morning, we have three people that give testimony. And by the next Thanksgiving service, which is going to be in July, every household that is listening to me or seeing me We have testimony. Because I know in my heart, and the Spirit of God is telling me that every asshole that's listening to me, they will share testimony. A testimony that surpasses every testimony. In the name of the Lord. Psalm 68, verse 19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefit, even the God of our salvation." I want us to pray this morning. I want us to pray and thank the Lord for bringing you this far and all of his benefit toward you, towards you. I want us to open our mouth from our heart this morning to pray and thanks Lord. Because there's a lot of struggling and there's a lot of battles that's going on right now. And I cannot tell you this morning that victory is assured. His grace is what made all his good gifts available to us. This is why we are obliged to pray Thanksgiving prayer points on our last breath. It is important to thank God for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let us thank God for bringing us this far, for all his benefit towards us. Psalm 18, verse 3 says, "I call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemy." I want us to pray and thank God for always being there whenever you call on him. Brethren, I want us to also open our mind. I want us to open our inner mind in this prayer. I want us to connect with the Spirit of God. I want us to thank God for his protection, provisions, and his strength upon our life. We need to thank our Creator for his breath upon us, for his presence that strives with us, for our daily bread that comes from him, for his never-ending protection and guidance. The list goes on and on. All these are the wonders of his work. Let's thank him. Psalm 18, verse 46 says, The Lord lives and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation." I want us to pray and thank God for his precious gift of salvation. We need to pray and thank God for giving us his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins in order to consign us back to himself. This has brought us redemption and given us access to enjoying his grace. Brethren, we don't deserve it, but he gave it to us freely. So we should thank God for this. First Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks God But thanks be to God, which give all the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, I want us to pray and thank God for making you victorious over sin and over all the devices of the devil. Brethren, we face temptations. We face trials. We are going to face troubles in our lifetime. But I can assure you this morning that God has given you victory and still giving us everything that we need. This is a great thing God has done for us. Let us thank Him. Psalm 105, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." Father, brethren, I want us to pray and thank God for the privilege to be at His service and to tell of His wonderful works to others. Throughout the Bible, especially in the book of Psalms, thanksgiving prayers are proclaimed by people who have opportunity to cry out of God's purpose. Let us pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 118, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Brethren, I want us, for that Lord, this morning I thank you, Lord. We all also want to give you thanks for waking us up to this glorious day. We thank you for protections, not only for ourselves, but for our loved one and us as well. We give you thanks for the health, strength, grace, forgiveness, peace, joy, for loving us unconditionally and never failing us. We thank you for every blessing and also for every trials, for they shape us into who we are. We want us to be. Thank you for the new mercies, blessing each day and every day. We thank you for wonderful families, spouses, food on our table, roof over our heads. Thank you, Father, that you know us, you hear us, and you see our tears. As we go in this month of June, the blessing of God will be upon us, upon you and your household. As we go in this month of June, doors shall open. Your expectation shall be met in this month. Whatever the situations, with the grateful heart, we shall be victorious. In this month of June, I want to say it again. Every household, we have testimony, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. I thank Heavenly Father for the award this morning that we should have a grateful heart, Lord. We are grateful to you, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.